KJAN Sports.
And before we start off our sports report this morning, a quick note to pass along to you. We just received a call that there will be no YMCA T-ball in Atlantic this morning. Once again, no YMCA T-ball in Atlantic today. The sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Taking a look at sports in high school softball action Friday, it was Clarinda over Sioux City East 13-4. Coon Rapids Bayard beating West Central Valley of Stewart 14-5. Corning was a 5-4 winner over Southeast Warren Liberty Center Friday in softball. Guthrie Center down to Dare Casey 11-6. It was Lewis Central over Sergeant Bluff Luton 10-2 and beating Sioux City North 10-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 12-0 winner over Nottoway Valley, and Otobold Arthur BCIG beat Boyer Valley 2-0. Also in softball action, the Lynx Classic, it was Red Oak over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 11-3 and over Council Bluffs St. Albert 11-1. Logan Magnolia beat IKM Manning 6-2. It was Sioux City East over Council Bluffs St. Albert 15-12 in softball. Sioux City North downing Underwood 6-5. Stanton was a 5-2 winner over Oakland Riverside. Underwood blanked Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 5-0 in softball, and West Monona was a 5-4 winner over Whiting. In high school baseball action yesterday, it was Atlantic over Shenandoah 15-5 in six innings. In a Western Iowa Conference tournament action, the consolation match went to Missouri Valley with a 10-9 win over Tri-Center. In the championship, Trainer beat Audubon 7-4. Elsewhere in baseball action, Adair Casey was a 17-6 winner over Guthrie Center. Carroll beat Perry 5-1. Clarinda was a 7-3 winner over Dennis and Schleswig. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Ogden 1-0. It was Logan Magnolia over IKM Manning 13-3. Nishnabotna downing East Mills 10-9. Also in high school baseball action, Otobold Arthur swept their matches over Dunlap Boyer Valley and Woodbine 2-1 and 4-1, respectively. Pleasantville beat Bedford 6-4. It was Ridgeview over Westside Arweva 8-0 in a game played at Early. Sydney beat Villisca 16-5 in high school baseball. Sioux City East was a 4-3 winner over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. And Southeast Warren Liberty Center down to Corning 9-0. In the College World Series, Tyler Webb and Matt Price combined for seven innings of shutout relief, and two-time defending national champion South Carolina returned to the CWS Finals with a 3-2 win over Arkansas last night. The 49-18 Gamecocks took the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning on Barrett Aston's two-out, bases-loaded walk to Adam Matthews. South Carolina will play Arizona in the best-of-three finals beginning tomorrow. The Gamecocks erased a 2-0 deficit in the fifth with DJ Baxendall walking Christian Walker with bases loaded to force the tying run. Matthews looked ready to swing on a 3-2 pitch from Aston in the seventh, but he held up as the slider dropped low and Jody Pancake trotted home for the going-ahead run. Price pitched three innings to earn his record fifth career win in the College World Series. Colby Suggs took the loss for Arkansas. In Major League Baseball action, Carlos Beltran spent time chatting with some old friends last night and reminiscing about his days playing for the Kansas City Royals. Then he made everyone at Kauffman Stadium remember what he looked like as a youngster. Beltran hit two-run doubles in his first two times at plate, leading a St. Louis Cardinals offense that matched a season high with 17 hits to an 11-4 victory over their I-70 rivals. David Freese and Tyler Green added two RBIs each for St. Louis, and everybody in the starting lineup had a hit before the fourth inning ended. John Jay returned from the disabled list to go 1-for-5 and scored twice, and Matt Carpenter came off the DL to go 2-for-4 with an RBI. In other game notes, the Royals optioned Tommy Hotovy to AAA Omaha. St. Louis optioned outfielder Adron Chambers and first baseman Matt Adams to AAA Memphis. The Cardinals have won 9 of their last 12 in Kansas City. Freeze and Holiday both reached base four times during last night's game. Royals relievers lead the major leagues with 268 and a third innings pitched this season. Adam Wainwright starts today in St. Louis for the Cardinals. Luis Mendoza will go to the mound for Kansas City. You can hear that game on KJAN this afternoon. Pregame begins at 12:15. We'll have the first pitch for you right around 1:10 on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Also in Major League Baseball, Roy Oswalt gave the Texas Rangers just what they wanted in his first start of the season. He pitched efficiently into the seventh inning, and the Rangers won their seventh straight, beating the slumping Colorado Rockies by a score of 4-1. Jose Bautista homered and drove in three runs. Kelly Johnson also had three RBIs, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the skidding Miami Marlins 12-5. Miami has lost five straight now and 14 of 16 overall. Ryan Dumas and Ben Rivera each had four hits in leading the Minnesota Twins to a 5-4 victory. That gave the Cincinnati Reds their season-high fourth straight loss. Zach Greinke pitched three-hit ball over nine innings and then won his eighth game. Ricky Weeks drove in the lone run with a single in the 10th, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the White Sox 1-0. A.J. Burnett is proving to be one of the best offseason pickups by any team in baseball. The ex-Yankee pitched six shutout innings to win his seventh consecutive start. The Pittsburgh Pirates won for the fifth time in six games with a 4-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers on Friday. Senju Cho hit a leadoff triple, and Michael Brantley drove in a run late to back up a strong start by Ubaldo Jimenez, and the Cleveland Indians got a 2-0 win over the Houston Astros Friday. Also in Major League Baseball, Jair Jurens made an impressive return to the majors by limiting the Boston Red Sox to one run and three hits, leading the Braves to a 4-1 win at Fenway. Ike Davis received a bit of help from the New York Yankees on his three-run homer, and Frank Francisco closed out the Mets' 6-4 victory after calling their crosstown rivals chickens. Justin Turner had a two-run single, and the Mets scored five runs in the first inning off of loser Andy Pettitte. Baltimore nipped Washington in baseball action 2-1 yesterday. San Diego worked over Seattle 9-5. In the lone National League game, the rest were interaction. Jason Kubel hit a two-run homer, and five relievers filled in for scratch starter Joe Saunders to lift the Arizona D-backs to a 6-1 win over the Cubs. The San Francisco Giants rallied with four runs in the top of the ninth to beat Oakland 5-4. Rookie sensation Mike Trout hit a go-ahead homer and scored from first base on a single as the L.A. Angels rallied from an early five-run deficit against Chad Billingsley to beat the Dodgers 8-5 in the Freeway Series renewal. And finally, in baseball news, the Tampa Bay Rays at Philadelphia Phillies game was postponed due to rain. The game has been rescheduled as part of a day-night doubleheader on Sunday. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.